Oftentimes, people say they feel attached to certain things in their lives, whether that be to people or to inanimate objects like a blanket or a t-shirt from 30 years ago that they refuse to throw away. We've all been in a scenario where there is something a parent or a friend is begging us to get rid of. In my case, it usually is a t-shirt from a vacation 10 years ago. But for some reason, it's hard for us to let go of that item, no matter how unimportant the item seems. Why is this? In social psychology, there's a theory labeled as attachment theory. This term was coined in the 1960s by psychologist John Bowlby. The theory describes the importance of feeling attached, more specifically, attached to people. According to Bowlby and other developmental psychologists, attachment is important in maintaining a sense of stability and security in life. In 1984, Bowlby described the importance of this theory to the Lifespan Learning Institute.
Well, now, attachment is an integral part of human nature, from the cradle to the grave. It may be, it's very prominent in early childhood, but it's true of you and me today.
Bowlby's work in the late 1960s established an important precedent that human development relies on a child's ability to form a relationship with at least one primary caregiver. In most cases, this is one of the child's parents. His studies in development concluded in the precedent that a strong attachment to a caregiver makes a child feel more secure and stable. Without this relationship in place, humans spend a lot of energy in the search for stability. I decided to ask some Carmel High School students about who they feel most attached to in their life and if they think this has been beneficial to them.
Probably my mom. Yes, because I can talk to her about stuff.
My father. No, it's pretty detrimental to my development as a child.
I'd have to say my mother as well.
Yes, because I feel like I can trust her with most aspects of my life.
My mom, because she's always there for me and always listens to what I have to say.
My mom. I'd say so, because I get to have a relationship.
All in all, attachment theory is important in dictating how our lives will be spent. Those of us who were able to form strong relationships with caregivers early on in life may be more able to go for new experiences and feel a sense of security in the people we surround ourselves with. For the rest of us who were not able to form these strong and vital relationships, we could be spending a lot of our energy as adults searching for security and avoiding new experiences. So, what does all of this mean? Personally, I think this means that we should focus on finding long-lasting relationships with those around us, so we are more able to go out there and experience life without constantly feeling insecure with ourselves. And I think psychologist John Bowlby would agree. This has been Kayla Robleski for 91.3 WHJE and the Psych Podcast.